AI, right? It's everywhere you look these days, and we hear all this talk about what it means for SEO.
Yeah, for sure.
So when you suggested we dig into this SEO Pro News article with Eli Schwartz, you know, Mr. Product-Led SEO himself, well, we knew we had a fascinating deep dive on our hands.
Absolutely. He gets right into it, you know, like how AI is totally changing the SEO game. It's interesting, though, right? Because he actually starts by saying, you know what? I used to think this was it. This is going to be the end of SEO as we know it.
Like SEO apocalypse, the robots are taking over.
Totally. But here's the thing. The deeper he dug into it, the more he realized that AI isn't some SEO grim reaper. It's more of like a, what's the word?
Like a catalyst.
Yes, exactly. It's a catalyst for evolution. Like instead of clinging to the old ways, we need to adapt, you know?
Thrive, even, right, in this brave new world of search.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Adapt and thrive. And, you know, a big part of that is, I think, changing how we think about SEO in the first place. And that's where this whole idea of product-led SEO that Schwartz talks about comes in. So instead of looking at SEO as just a bunch of tactics to get more traffic to your site, he wants us to think of it almost as a product.
Interesting.
Like, you know, your SEO strategy becomes this awesome app that solves a problem.
Yeah.
Something that people actually want, something that adds value.
Right. Because you wouldn't just launch an app without thinking about the user experience, would you? You know, what problems it solves, how people are going to interact with it. You'd be totally focused on making it valuable and engaging and something that people actually want to use.
Exactly. And that's the same kind of energy that Schwartz wants us to bring to SEO, especially now with AI in the mix.
Makes sense.
And the example he uses is Zapier. Instead of going after super generic keywords like, I don't know, productivity software, they're much more specific. Like how to connect your Gmail to Salesforce, you know, real problems that people need solutions for.
And I think that's so smart because it's like when you think about how we use Google now, you're right. You're not just typing in random words anymore. You're asking these really specific questions. You're looking for detailed information. You expect Google to understand exactly what you mean.
Totally. It's like, Google, don't just give me websites. I want the answer.
Exactly.
And that's why this whole product-led SEO is so crucial. It's about understanding what's behind those searches, the intent, you know, and then making sure your content is the perfect answer at the exact moment that someone needs it.
Delivering value.
Yes. Delivering value at every single touch point, not just trying to, you know, game the system or whatever.
And that, I think, leads us perfectly to this idea of mid-funnel SEO, right? Because it's one thing to get people to your site, but then what?
Right. What happens once they're there?
Exactly.
And I think it's about, you know, understanding that these days people don't just go from like search to purchase immediately. It's not a straight line anymore.
No, not
They're
for you.
researching, they're comparing, they're really digging in before they make a decision, you know?
Especially, I'd imagine, you know, people like our listeners who
Oh.
are all about, you know, efficient learning, finding the best resources. I mean, we all want to make sure we're making smart choices.
Exactly. And so mid-funnel SEO is about really meeting those needs, you know? It's about engaging with users who maybe they already know your brand a little bit, maybe they're familiar with your product, but they need that extra little, I don't know.
Nudge.
Yes, a nudge, exactly. That valuable piece of content that pushes them a little closer to actually, you know, becoming a customer.
Yeah, it's like instead of just handing someone a menu, you're actually, what is it? You're like curating the dining experience.
Ooh, I like that. Yeah, a curated experience tailored to them. You know what's so refreshing about Schwartz? I think he's really honest about the fact that SEO, it's not for everyone. Like he just comes right out and says it. Some businesses, they shouldn't even bother.
Which seems kind of radical when you first hear it.
Right, it does. But it makes sense, right? Because SEO, it's work, right? It takes time, it takes energy, it takes
Just
resources.
an investment.
Exactly. And his whole point is, you know, depending on your industry, depending on your audience, maybe even just your business model, sometimes the return on that investment, it's just not there.
It's like trying to force a square peg into a round hole, right?
Yeah.
If it's not the right fit, you're probably better off focusing your energy on strategies that actually align with, you know, what you're trying to accomplish.
Right, exactly. And this brings us, of course, to the big question, right? I mean, the question's on everyone's mind. Will AI replace SEO professionals? Like, is this it? Are we all about to be out of a job because the robots have taken
The
over?
robots are coming for us. Well, not really. Or are they? What does Schwartz say about that?
Well, you know, he's really good about not sugarcoating it. He's like, look, AI is a tool. It's a powerful tool, but it's not you know.
It's not magic.
It's not magic.
Yeah.
Exactly. He even uses this word slop. He's talking about how, you know, sometimes AI gets used to just churn out tons and tons of really low quality content. You've seen it, right?
Oh, yeah, totally. Like the fast food of content marketing.
Exactly. And he's like, be careful because that can actually hurt your SEO in the long run.
So it's not man versus machine. It's more like what? Man and machine working together?
Yes, like a partnership. And he's really good, I think, about highlighting all the amazing ways that AI can actually make SEO professionals better at their jobs.
Okay, so like what? Give me an example.
Well, think about it. AI can help us analyze and optimize the content we're already creating, you know?
Yeah.
It can automate all those tedious, repetitive tasks. You know?
Which, let's be honest, no one really enjoys doing anyway.
Exactly. And that frees us up to focus on the creative stuff, on the strategy, on building real relationships with our audiences, all the things that AI, at least for now, can't do.
The human touch.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that actually leads perfectly into another one of Schwartz's big ideas. This one's called programmatic SEO. I know, it sounds kind of intimidating.
It does sound a little scary.
It does. But stick with me here. So, hey, imagine you've got this massive spreadsheet full of data.
Right.
Right. And your job is to turn all of that data into engaging, informative, well-written content. I know it would take forever, right?
It would be a nightmare.
Exactly. And that is where programmatic SEO comes in. It basically uses data and automation to create content at scale.
So you can reach way more people and cover a much wider range of topics. And the article mentioned TripAdvisor and Zillow. They're doing some really interesting things with programmatic SEO, right?
They are. They're using user-generated content and all those massive databases they have to create thousands, and I mean thousands, of pages that rank really well in search.
Which makes sense for businesses that are dealing with these, you know, huge volumes of data. Like, can you imagine if Zillow had to manually create a page for every single property on their website?
Oh my gosh, the time and the resources, it boggles the mind.
It's mind-blowing. But programmatic SEO lets them automate that whole process. So each property gets its own dedicated page with all the important information, pictures, reviews, all of it.
Exactly. It's like having a whole army of content creators working for you 24/7. But without all the headaches of actually managing a whole army of content creators.
Right. No payroll, no drama.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But, and this is important, just like with any powerful tool, you got to use programmatic SEO strategically.
Right. So it's not just about churning out content for the sake of it.
Right. It's about using data to create content that's actually relevant, useful, engaging for your target audience.
Okay, so we've talked about, you know, changing how we think about SEO, about embracing these new AI-powered tools. But there's one more piece to this whole puzzle that we need to talk about, forecasting. Specifically, how AI is changing the way we predict SEO success. Because traditionally, a lot of that has been based on keyword research, right?
Totally. Mm. You know, figure out which keywords are driving the most traffic, and then optimize your content around those keywords.
Right. We live and breathe those keyword spreadsheets. But Schwartz kind of throws us for a loop here.
He does, doesn't he?
He says, relying only on keywords now, in this age of AI, it's like using an old, outdated map.
Oh, I like that analogy. Because it might get you where you need to go eventually.
But you might get lost along the way, too.
Exactly. You miss out on, you know, all the interesting side roads. And Schwartz's point is that getting fixated on those individual keywords, it can really limit your view.
Yeah, you're not seeing the full picture.
Exactly. It's like trying to understand a whole movie just by watching one scene.
Okay, so if not keywords, then what? What does Schwartz want us to focus on?
He's all about this thing he calls the TAM method. TAM.
TAM, okay, and that stands for?
Total Addressable Market.
Okay, so instead of getting lost in the weeds with keywords, we need to think bigger.
Exactly. Think bigger picture. How many people are out there who actually need what you're offering? That's your TAM.
Okay, so it's like zooming out to see the whole forest instead of just looking at one tree.
Yes, exactly. And by understanding your TAM, that's how you can develop a really smart, data-driven SEO strategy.
So we're aligning our content with what? With the overall demand for our product or service, not just chasing after a few popular keywords.
Yes, and it makes perfect sense, right?
Us.
Especially with AI, because search engines, they're getting smarter. They're not just matching keywords anymore. They're trying to figure out what you actually mean. You know, like the intent behind your search, the context, all of that.
So we have to, like, have a conversation with Google now instead of just throwing words at it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's why this whole shift in thinking is so important if you want to succeed with SEO in the long run.
So where does that leave us? Well, if you're listening to this and thinking, wow, this is a lot, SEO is changing so fast, you're not wrong, but here's the good news. AI isn't here to replace us, right?
Not at all.
It's here to make us better.
It's about working smarter, not harder. Adapting, learning new things, trying new tools. And most importantly, you know, always, always, always focusing on giving our audience something truly valuable.
Because great content, real value, that's never going to go out of style. So as you navigate the world of AI and SEO, just remember, it's a journey. Keep experimenting, keep refining your approach, and most importantly, keep your audience top of mind. And who knows, maybe you'll even have a little fun along the way.
That's all for this deep dive. Thanks for joining us.